traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. Grant is back live in studio, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. And that KSL 7-day family forecast looks really nice for the family, doesn't it?
Did you expect any changes in the forecast?
Perhaps not.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, it's about time, right? But no, the warm stretch continues here. 65 yesterday, again today. Lots of sunshine, a little bit hazy. The moderately unhealthy air quality by afternoon, but the air quality is still good this morning. Again, 65. Sunshine, 65 tomorrow. Friday, 64. Mostly sunny skies and hazy. Trend continues through the weekend. We're in the mid-60s on Saturday and Sunday. Mostly sunny skies. And more of the same early next week, 63 on Monday, mostly sunny. Tuesday, we actually warm into the mid-60s again as the south winds make it even warmer. Warm stretch of days and sunshine all the way into the next 7 days.
I'm a little worried about the snowpack,
yes,
Grant, because, I mean, it's getting on to be close to ski season.
You know, that's warranted. You know, a lot of folks are wondering that. We have had seasons, though, in the past where we've had a dry stretch of weather in the early season, and then boom, just like that, it changes. The same thing can happen again today. There is a little glimmer of hope here. I looked at the long range, and a couple of the longer range models are suggesting we finally get some colder changes here in a little over a week's time, where we may finally see some storms moving in. I don't get too excited yet. It's a little over 7 days, but that's what the models are saying. So there's hope. And certainly, again, we've seen in the past, we've had dry starts to the season, and then it changes, and we've wound up with above average snowpacks in seasons like that before. So there's still hope.
Okay.
There's still hope.
Very good.
We're hanging on.
We're hanging on.
Hanging on for hope.
All right, now downtown, it's 45 degrees.